Yeah, so I wrote a whole chapter about this, chapter 10 in the book, because I think it's so important. The idea here is that you never write one thing for one purpose. You are always repurposing content. So if I'm asked to create something from scratch, you know, someone calls me and asks me to do a webinar or something or write an article for them, I never say yes unless I can quickly see how I can use that thing in at least three different ways. So, you know, like I said, we just got done doing some workshops in Montana, and part of those workshops were new. I would say that maybe 30% of that content I did was new for that workshop, and 70% was repurposed from things in the book or previous workshops. But I didn't stop there. I, you know, had Christina, who works with me, come along, and she's going to turn that content from that workshop into an online course. So that's a natural part of our thinking. We are always repurposing everything we do, and therefore people think I have a staff of 10 writers when it's just me and one other person. Mm-hmm. It's because we're really good at repurposing content. And it's not just cutting and pasting. I mean, you have to edit the content. You have to tweak it a little bit. You have to repurpose it. It's not just, you know, cut and paste. But it's easier to do. You end up not getting burnt out. And it's also really good marketing strategy because it allows you to repeat your core messages. If you aren't bored with your message, you're not saying it enough times. Okay. So you have to repeat yourself, and repurposing allows you to do that in a way that still remains interesting and also saves you a lot of time as the person creating the content.